let's turn our Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. Don't have a lot of time, which is okay. It's okay. Yeah. Joshua chapter 1. Just really, before we get into that, what a special time this is for the graduates, for their families, for all of us as a church, being able to share in these moments, these milestone moments in their lives. No matter how much you prepare, right? You know this day is coming. It's still kind of challenging once you're at that moment. It's a little bit bittersweet. You're so excited. I mean, aren't you just excited for them just to what they're going to do with their lives? I mean, what they have to look forward to. Their future is bright. At the same time, you're a little bit sad inside. We're going to miss these guys. I mean, they are just amazing men and women. You're kind of a little bit nervous for them. It's like, okay, how are they going to do? How's that transition in their life going to be? A little anxious. But really, you start thinking about just different moments that we have in our lives. It's as much as you want to prepare for it and you think that you're prepared, you just never know until you're kind of at that point. It's like, okay, what's going to happen next? I mean, I went through and just rattled off a couple of different kind of milestone moments in our lives. That moment when they graduate from elementary school to middle school. Then they go from middle school to high school. They get their driver's permit. They get their license. They graduate from high school. We heard this morning, graduating from college. Get your first real job. And these are some big moments in our lives. Other moments could be the wedding day. You try to get ready for that. I mean, there's so much preparation, right, going into most of the time for a wedding. Sometimes you just go to the courthouse and get married or fly to Vegas and do that. But a lot of times, our culture is used to having this big celebration for the wedding. And there's the dating, there's the engagement, there's the pre-marriage counseling, there's all the planning, getting ready for that day. Buying your first home. Getting ready, you're searching and you're trying to find that perfect home for your family to settle into. That's a big moment in our lives. Maybe having a baby, adding to your family somehow, some way, through adoption, through birth. You know, there's preparation that goes with that. There's preparing the nursery. Take Teresa's birthing classes. I mean, there's so many things that you get ready for it. Then you become a grandparent, your baby has babies. That's a big moment. Some of you have retired, and you're looking forward to retire. That moment of, I can retire. No longer clock in and clock out. And a lot of those moments, you wonder if you'll ever get there, right? Didn't it seem like seniors, it's like, will I ever graduate high school? I mean, it seems like forever, right? Some of us maybe in our lives, will I ever get married? Will I ever have a child? Then we wonder, okay, well, how are we going to get there? What's it going to take for us to get to that moment? Then once you get to that moment, you're like, okay, what am I going to do after that? Right? What am I going to do now? So you have a child. It's awesome in the hospital. Then you bring it home. You're like, okay, now what? What do I do with this thing? It won't stop crying. What did we do? It's like you get to that moment and you're so excited, then you're just kind of like, okay, now here it goes. A new chapter begins, right? I want us to look at a time in the Old Testament this morning when a man was going through one of those milestone moments in his life. It was a time of a great transition. It was a time of adjustments. It was a time of the unknown. We're going to talk about Joshua this morning. Joshua followed Moses. It was Moses' aide for over 40 years. He was his assistant. He served him. He watched. And he learned from him. And he was able to experience and see a lot of things that happened in those years. the good and the bad, right? Everything, those, some moments are great, some moments are not so great. But there's different moments that we have in our lives. He saw the Israelites being freed from Egypt. He saw God use Moses to part the Red Sea. One of the downs is he saw a generation of people just wander in the desert. Some of them die just wandering in the desert for 40 years. Through the ups and the downs, he was there with Moses. Let's pick up in Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. So it starts off there. It's a pretty straightforward fact, right? Moses, my servant, is dead. Face the reality. Joshua had to face the reality that Moses is not there anymore. Moses is gone. That's a moment in Joshua's life. One of those milestone moments in his life. And in that moment, he probably had a lot of emotions, right? Just as we have different moments in our lives, there's a lot of emotions that get stirred up. He could be sad about his leader, his mentor, being gone. He could be a little bit lonely, a little bit nervous, a little bit scared. Can I lead these people? Maybe there's a little bit of excitement of the opportunity that's ahead, knowing that the promised land is there for us. So there's a lot of different emotions, mixed emotions, that I'm sure Joshua went through. You know, high school graduates, next week you'll be graduating. Don't go back next year. They're not going to let you back next year. As much as maybe some of you maybe want to, some of you don't, but if you even try, they won't let you. You're moving on to another chapter of your lives. And it's part of us that we just have to grasp the reality of that fact. We can't live in denial that, no, my baby, he's a baby, and he's always going to stay a baby. That's how my mom treats me. He's my baby, he can't grow up. But we have to face that fact, don't we? Whatever the milestone is in your life, whatever that moment is, sometimes you have to face the reality, face the facts of what's really going on. So then you could go to the next chapter. In the middle of this verse, in the middle of verse 2, he says, get yourself ready. You and everyone else, you and the Israelites, you guys, listen, get ready. You're about to cross the Jordan. Okay, what do you mean get ready? Well, physically, you got to get ready. Round up your guys and let's get ready to do this thing. Emotionally, you got to, this is a big task. We've been looking forward to this day for such a long time. I'm crying tears of all kinds of different reasons. I don't know why I'm crying. Spiritually, let's get ourselves ready. Let's get our focus. Let's get our direction. We got to get ourselves ready. When we're in that moment, when we face those facts, all right, it's time to pony up and let's get ready. I don't know what moment you have going on in your life. This isn't just about seniors today. This is about all of us. We have something in our life. And if you're not going through it right now, trust me, you will. And it will be a great thing, a great moment, and it could be a very bad, tragic, sad moment. I don't know what the moment is. But you're going through something. You've gone through something. What do we need to do to get ready? How are we going to prepare ourselves when we're in that moment to move forward? Verse 3, God says, I will give you every place where you set your feet, as I promised my servant Moses. Do you hear that? I will give you every place where you set your feet. I think God knew this was a big time moment for him. Big time moment in Joshua's life. And I love, it's like, okay, well, why say those words at that moment? I'm sure Joshua was scared, unsure, probably was a little bit overwhelmed about the task that was ahead of him. God wanted to give him and the Israelites the confidence and the courage to know that I'm there with you. Whatever you're going to go through, I will be there with you. I will be there to comfort you. I'll be there to support you. I'll be there to guide you. I'll be there to be your compass, to direct your path. I will give you every place where you set your feet. In verse 5, God tells them, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Those are powerful words. That was his promise to Joshua and the Israelites. This morning, that's his promise to us. I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what you're going through, I will be a constant there. It's a two-way street in this relationship, right? In any relationship. You can say, I am in this for the long haul. But if your friend, your spouse, your coworker, whatever it is, if they say, I'm out, it's a two-way street. God says, his promise is he will never leave us. This morning, no matter what you're going through, and I know there's many things that I don't know about, and there's stuff that's deeper than anything that I've ever gone through. And I'm not trying to say, to make this feel small. But I'm saying, don't let go of God. Don't let go of God. That is Satan's number one lie, to tell us it's his fault. He doesn't love you. If he really loved you, you wouldn't struggle. It's just the opposite. Because we struggle, he loves us. He wants us to struggle, to hold on to him, to develop character. Verse 6, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people. He spoke words of truth, words of belief, words of faith, words of vision into the life of Joshua. He speaks those same words to us, guys. He calls us to be strong, be courageous, because you're going to do something great for him. Because you can do it. Don't wait on someone else. You take it on, because I'm with you. I believe in you. Do you believe this morning that God believes in you? Just think about it, really. Do you wholeheartedly believe that God believes in you? That God can, and that God wants to use you? Because he does. He doesn't need us, right? He can do his thing without us. He is that power. But he wants to have us, see us have victory. He wants to see us sometimes fall. He wants to use us. He believes in us. In verse 7, he gives them a warning. He says, after he says, be strong and very courageous, he says this, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. He gives them a warning. Be careful. I think that's part of just embarking on a new moment, a new stage, a new season of life, whatever it is. There's a little bit of warning going into it, because there's this life of uncertainty ahead. Be careful. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left. be careful. Don't be careless. Don't drift. You're in the ocean, you've been there. You get in the ocean and you start floating around, right? And then you look up trying to see your family and they're way down the coast, right? You're like, oh, there's the beach. Oh, gosh, how do you... You drift. It's a gradual thing, right? You don't intend to do that, but that's what happens. If we're not intentional, if we're not careful, if we're not focused on what God has in store for us, what God's plan for our lives is, what direction God wants us to go, it's easy to get off track. Why is it easy to get off track? Because you know what? This is what I love about God. He gives you choice. He gives us choice. This has been in my trunk. I used it a long time ago, and I've just never given it back to my father. This is what he used for me to discipline me. Just kidding. This is a horse bridle. I grew up with horses. A lot of times you go out in the field and you'll grab a horse, you'll put a halter, not a bridle, but a halter on a horse. And you'll put a lead, you'll attach a lead to it, and you'll just lead them on in. All right? Most of the time they'll just follow right along. You know, they might jerk here and there, but they'll just follow right along. Then there's a point in time, you get them in the barn and they start knowing what's about to happen. You're about to put a saddle on, you're about to tighten it up real tight, and they're smart. They'll blow it out, you know, and then you say, sucker, I got you. Then you give them another notch up, you know. You get them ready there. You put the saddle on, and then you put this thing. This isn't like cruelty. You put this over their ears, and this thing here is called a bit. So you put this in their mouth. And there's this little chain back here, this nice, soft chain. It's you latch to the other side. It goes right underneath their mouth. And this is how you guide them. This is how you direct them. So you bring them in, you know, nice and all, hey, come on in. Yeah, this is going to be great. Then you stick this thing in their mouth. And they don't like it. You know, they try to do all kinds of crazy things with their mouth. But this is what you put on a horse. And then here are the reins. And you throw this over their head and you sit on that saddle and you get those reins and guess what? You're in control. You're in control. You know, God could be that way for us. If he wanted to, he could chin us up, you know, get us ready to go and say, here we go. Here we go. You know, turn this way, turn this way. If he wanted to, he could do that. But that's not who our God is. God gives us choice, but he says, listen, be careful. That's why it's kind of in these moments of life right now, that's why it's kind of scary because, all right, go. You know, you don't have the control anymore. And that's something that we've been talking about with parents, and Dave and Sue've done a great job with this. We are control freaks. We don't want to see our kids mess up. We don't want to see them hurt. But you know what? It's okay if they fall down. God is there. Through the ups and the downs, he promises us these things, just as he promised Joshua. We don't serve a God that pulls us one way or the other and makes us do these things. He gives us choice. But he says, he gives us warnings. Be careful. There's good boundaries to be set up to protect us. Proverbs 3:5-6. This is an awesome passage. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him who will make your path straight. Trust with all of your heart. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it all. Don't think you always know best. Right after that, it says, in verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. It's easy to think that we know what's best, to know which way to go. Seniors, you think, man, I'm going to go and I'm going to kill it in college. Boom, it's just going to be just like, I mean, I have no worries. It's going to be challenging at times. You're not going to know what's best. You're going to make mistakes. And I'm not saying play it so safe that you never venture out. But understand that you don't know it all. You need help. You need people in your life. You need God in your life. More than anything, because we're imperfect. We can give you bad advice. I've given a lot of bad advice. I've been given a lot of bad advice. Just because you get advice sometimes doesn't mean it's all good. The one that we need to direct our lives and is our compass is God. Not you, not your girlfriend, not your roommates, no, not your team leader, not your campus leader, not the minister. It is God. All of us need to surrender our lives to Him. Give it all to Him. Trust Him. We're going to end out here in just a minute with a song that's based off of this passage. And it says this, I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. This concept of surrender, I give it all to you. I trust you. His plan, His direction. Allow Him to lead us. Walk humbly with our God. Verse 8, it says, do not let this book, the law, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. It says there, meditate on it. Slow down. Listen to this, everyone. Unplug. This thing never leaves my side. We need to unplug. Meditate on His words. Listen. Stop talking so much and listen to Him. Stop doing so much and get still. Be still. Hear what God is trying to say to you. It's easy. Megan and I were talking about this the other day with some of our friends. It's easy to get busy doing a bunch of good stuff. You think that, man, I'm listening to God. I'm doing all these great things. You're so stinking busy, you can't even hear Him. You're so distracted. We miss out on listening to God and allowing Him to lead us. It's so easy. We're in this crazy, busy world. Unplug. Meditate is what He told Joshua. Meditate on my laws, my teachings. That's what He's saying to us. Slow down. Stop. Be still. Listen. I want to leave you with these words, verse 9, knowing that He's speaking these things into our lives. Whether you're a student that's about to graduate, whether you're going through another milestone moment that I don't know about, that you're going through in your life, hold on to this. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Hear the voice behind you saying this. This is the way. Walk in it. Let's listen. Amen. Thank you.